This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You probably noticed the last year or so the music's gotten a lot more dramatic here. Well, air raid sirens are a good archetypal image of incoming crisis. Another big article just broke at ZeroHedge.com. We'll post it to InfoWars.com. Epstein trafficked girls as recently as 2018, some as young as 11. New reports come out, of course. We were broke 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago that his brother's still running a company recruiting young women that look like they're 15 years old. And by the woman given immunity in the last case 13 years ago, she's involved in it. The media knows, will not touch it. London Guardian made one mention of it. Head UN scientist says we've covered up vaccine deaths. The doctors are turning against us. Zero coverage. Except for people that know about this show and Bandai Video. We're going to finish up with Michael and James here. And then it's Mike Adams today, who's one of the only other people other than Matt Bracken covering Virginia before it got big. He is an expert on it. It's Bracken's tomorrow. So I misspoke earlier. Sorry. Get my day switched here. There's a lot of stuff going on. But Michael, finishing up, go back to the time, the place if you can. The questionnaire you got about confiscating guns and what that was like.
I was with 10th Mountain Division in Fort Drum, New York, and it was about 2009 or 2010 when this questionnaire came out. And to say that we were shocked that this was even a question that was being asked. I mean, because there's a reason when you take your oath that it's the first thing that you do. That's your first thing that you do in the military is you take your oath of enlistment. And all the members of the military need to remember that that is first for a reason. And this attempt to wipe the Constitution across the ground, we need to remember that, not just all service members, but all veterans as well. That oath doesn't expire just because you get out of the military. That is an oath. That is for life. And to see these things working, like being an active member of the military, you're going to be torn of what is the right thing to do. But you need to go back to your oath and remember that's the first thing for a reason.
The good news is, though, you say this really woke up your unit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were kind of looking at our sergeants, but, you know, our team leaders and our squad leaders, when we were getting this, like, is this serious? Like, is this a joke? And we even asked our first sergeant. And they kind of, the further up we went, the more it was kind of like, it's just a questionnaire. They're just asking. And I was like, why are they asking, though? This shouldn't even be talked about. And we all agreed that we were going to sign it the same way. And if we were ever given these orders, we would remove whoever gave us this order by any means necessary. And by any means necessary means by any necessary. And you're absolutely right when you say it every day. The answer to 84 is 1776.
Well, everybody's going to get a chance to test their mettle here soon, one way or another, because the Justice Department is not rounding up these groups because the Chi-Coms are so deeply embedded in us. I guess it's like trying to remove a giant tumor off the heart. There'll be no heart left. And I don't know how you go in and remove these people when they're so dug in. But it's just anybody that's been an ever-Trump or anybody that's been a neocon, anybody that's worked for Soros at a high level and made New World Order statements, anti-American statements, just needs to get the hell out of this country. They're the ones trying to break the nation, trying to destroy it. And they are enemy combatants. They've declared that the country is their enemy. They've worked for foreign powers against it. And now they're trying to cause a civil war. And I'm just sitting here saying, hey, why the hell are we putting up with this? That's all.
And we really have to show up at the polls. It's not just, it seems to me like the general thing is like Republicans go out and vote for the president, but we need to vote in every single election because the president needs as much of our help as he can get. And just voting for him to be reelected, it's not enough. He needs people all around him to help him.
Well, that's right. The Democrats are involved in election fraud. So you've got to get like five people you know that have never voted to wake up, to go register and to vote. And everybody's got to run for office, whether it's city council, you name it, to get in the debates and get in their face. I'm telling you, they're going to take everything from everybody and bring us into total hell if we don't get extremely aggressive now. Thank you, sir.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I have a few other items I want to add before Mike Adams takes over on the Virginia subject and so many others here in the next segment. Believe me, I'll be having my lunch and listening to him, and I'll take a break because he's extremely informative and has good foresight on what's coming up. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to be in D.C. for the Trump trial next week, and I'm going to be in Virginia, about 35 miles away in Northern Virginia, in that historic area, covering the Democrats and the governor declaring a civil emergency already and all the rest of it, really trying to stop any violence being kicked off. But you know, they stage it, they'll blame me. That's okay. People are like, oh, you're getting attacked. That's the whole point. Is if you're taking on the globalists and successful, they're going to attack you. All these political movements that claim they're patriot or liberty-based that are afraid of any criticism really should just hang it up if they can't handle that. If you're effective, you'll be attacked so that other cowards don't join you. And that's why Trump understands when they say, deny Alex Jones, say he's bad, Trump will tweet out an InfoWars video or article. Trump gets it. And I know our listeners get it. But that is, again, something we have to understand. They stage a massacre and blame it on the Patriot Movement. You can't go, I don't want to be associated with the Patriot Movement. I'm hanging it up. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a false flag. Don't go with their narratives. This is a war. These are known liars. James in Virginia, you're on the air. God bless you, sir. Thanks for holding. What's your view on the situation?
Yeah, Alex, I've never gotten a chance to talk to you, but listen, I've been a fan and a customer for 20 years, and I only recently retired from the Virginia Army National Guard.
Well, thank you for your service and your support, sir.
I know you don't like fans making schmoozing or whatever, but listen, man, you were the one that gave me the idea to sit my soldiers down before I retired and have a class on the oath of enlistment and the Constitution of the United States, because whenever I ordered something from InfoWars store, it came with a pocket Constitution. And so I bought more by myself, and I handed them out to each of my soldiers. And I made them sit there with their eyes glazed over and listen to why the Constitution is so important to each and every service member relating directly to the oath of enlistment. And I've stayed in touch with a handful of those soldiers, and some of them didn't want to hear it. You know, I got laughed at for years for being the conspiracy guy with the InfoWars sticker on the back of his truck, and that's all fine with me. I didn't care about that, you know. But I've stayed in touch with some of these soldiers, and I can tell you, within the last 6 weeks, those questions have come down the chain of command about would you be willing to knock on doors and confiscate weapons, and the answer was a resounding no from the people I know.
Well, sir, that's beautiful. And, you know, part of the not having extra money around here is we can't put those free pocket constitutions anymore because the price went up in the packages. That's how lean and mean we've gotten here, but we do still sell them at cost. and we put bumper stickers in every deal there. And that's, but I know that the oath of enlistment, all of that is absolutely key to stopping any tyranny. And it's people like you doing what you did that give us a chance now to not have the globalists win because of the information and things you've done. But let's go back to how amazing that is. That you have the soldiers calling you, saying they're being asked the questions about what will they do. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, I can just tell you that it went down from the upper chain of command to the platoon sergeant level in at least two units that I know of, and the question was very specific about what are your feelings and would you be willing to follow orders to go door to door, and the soldiers, without question, said that they would not go along with that. That and the platoon sergeant said to his soldiers, if we are ordered by the governor to report, we will not leave the armory. We will sit here in the armory, and we will not leave. And so, I mean, that was their answer.
How long ago was this?
This was last month.
Well, I remember the state legislators shot their mouths off and said, we've been talking to the head of the State Guard, the National Guard. We're going to confiscate guns when we pass this. And so the military got that call, the National Guard did, so they had to ask that question. But now what you're saying is confirming what we saw in the news just 3 weeks ago. The National Guard in Virginia said, we will not participate in what the governor is talking about. Think about, though, that we've been brought to that point. These leftists are that crazy, but they're not. They want to escalate things, and they want to trigger some type of confrontation. What do you think, James?
I agree 100%, and I could tell you one thing for sure, Alex. Sitting here in the state of Virginia right now, not only am I looking forward to seeing you on the 20th, this state is wide awake. The repercussions of the actions of this filthy governor have not yet been felt on an election day. This state is wide awake. We're not going to take it. We're going to show up, and we're going to seek to be peaceful. But I'm going to be riding on a bus. I'm hoping to see you when I'm there.
I'll be there.
They originally were only expecting about 10 buses, and I'm told now they're expecting over 100 buses, and I'll be on one of those buses, and everybody on my bus, on my dime, is getting a free pocket constitution, because that is my way of spitting in the eye of the globalists, and I'll just hand them out till I run out.
Well, James, that's beautiful. We're going to be bullhorning and interviewing people and rushing around. Can't wait to shake your hand. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex, and be blessed and have a safe day.
You too. And that's what I wanted to say in this segment. I thought I'd be done with calls by now, but that's what I wanted to say is just what he just said. I wasn't chewing out people that are scared to be associated with InfoWars, because it hurts InfoWars when you do that. It isn't about me. It's about the attitude. Do you think that sergeant who just called in, who years ago educated those men, felt bad or felt small when they laughed at him? But he knew he was doing the right thing, continuing an American tradition of the NCOs talking to the troops about America and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And if we ever got a King George here, what we'd have to do to fight that tyrant? Or a governor that's a tyrant, or a group of governors that are tyrants. That's gone on from the start of this country. And sure, the young men had watched mainstream media. They heard you're supposed to laugh at that. You ever hear about this stuff, about tyrants and world government and gun confiscation? Remember Obama's speeches? We ought to find him where he said, don't listen to people that talk about coming tyranny and gun confiscation and a new world order. That's all lies. That doesn't exist. But now their stealth mode didn't work, so now they're out in the open. We're coming for your guns. We're coming for your kids. World government. And we're going to put you in a FEMA camp, a re-education camp, if you don't do what we want. See, now they're out in the open because they know they're losing, but they hope the fight they start with us, they can somehow organize it with the media and convince those of us that stand up for ourselves, convince people that we're the bad guys. That's not going to work. So it's about doing the right thing, even though at the time people that are ignorant laugh at you, because you know later they're not going to be laughing. And then later it's not about, oh, you were right, thank you, you're great. You think that last caller thinks he's a perfect person or it's about him? He was doing his duty as an American because he knew he was right. He's been proven right. We've been proven right. But it's not about that now. It's about the fact that everything we've talked about is now staring us dead in the eyes. And it thought when it made its move, it would have assurance of victory. Now it's got bad footing. It's bleeding to death. And we've got a really good shot at winning. But don't you think that that enemy we've got cornered may be holding its guts in and bleeding down both legs. But that demon is still dangerous. And so if we don't expect really bad things to happen, we're going to be hit flat-footed. The globalists were arrogant. They got hit flat-footed. Now they're hitting us hard. They know they're in trouble. And now we got to finish the job. Cut off the fentanyl flooding in. Cut off all the pedophile and devil worship. Get God back in our lives. And this country and the world will turn around just like that. I know the churches are all bought off, telling you it's the end of the world. Bow down to Satan. But we're not going to do it. Mike Adams is taking over. And I'm going to Virginia. I'll see you in Virginia.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
On the Alex Jones Show, thanks for joining me. Mike Adams here with more analysis of what's happening in Virginia, as well as a story that I just posted. I didn't even have a chance to tell the producers there at InfoWars. It's got a near-complete transcript of this left-wing lunatic captured by Project Veritas Action. And a new analysis here, it's shocking. This left-wing communist lunatic who wants to carry out mass executions of both conservatives and sort of centrist liberals, anyone who's not radical left-wing communism, he says they should be killed and essentially, you know, thrown in a ditch. That's essentially what he's calling for. Excuse me. The new transcript that's out shows that this guy is an eco-fascist who sounds exactly like Ocasio-Cortez. He sounds like AOC. He uses words like she uses. He keeps saying like this, like, you know. From the transcript, from the video today, he says, quote, like we're here to preserve the planet, to preserve people, he says. This is part of his strategy for mass killing. Quote, we don't want to effing have to, like, eliminate people, right? It sounds just like AOC. But if people are going to try to fight back against the revolution, he says, like, when you hear about, like, so, like, atrocities committed by, like, in Cuba, by, like, Fidel and Che, like, killing people, like, those people who were actively, like, they were, like, anti-revolution. Doesn't this sound just like AOC? They were fighting against the revolution. And if you guys were in a war and you encounter people that were fighting against you, what did you do to those people, right? The same holds true in a revolution, he says. The same holds true. It goes on to talk about how they, the radical left-wing communists, that they are going to save the planet and they are going to save humanity. But in order to achieve that, they have to carry out mass killings and run gulags for the survivors. He says, quote, that he's, quote, all aboard for gulags. Like, I feel there needs to be re-education for a significant portion of our society, he says. And he goes on and on like this. It sounds, again, exactly like a radical left-wing eco-fascist or an eco-terrorist. Some elements of this sound to me like Greta Thunberg. And it sounds like AOC and it sounds like others who are these radicals on the left who now justify this mass violence against humanity by saying that they are the ones who are going to kill the enemies of the planet. They are going to save the earth and they are going to save humanity. Now think about this rationally for a second, folks. What authoritarian communist nation in the history of the world has ever been good for the planet or good for humanity? I mean, look at communist China, one of the most polluted countries in the world. So polluted that a lot of their exports are contaminated with heavy metals. It's horrible. Their rivers, you can't even bathe in the rivers without practically committing suicide from toxic exposure and pollution. Communism does not equal taking care of the environment. Communists destroy the environment. And they destroy humanity. Look at the history of genocide, of democide against humanity carried out by communist regimes from Joseph Stalin and the Stalin Revolution to Chairman Mao and the Communist Revolution and the Cultural Revolution and modern-day Venezuela or even North Korea, which maybe is not strictly communism, but it certainly is the type of authoritarianism that communists like to put into place. These philosophies of communism, of radical left-wing ideology that are anti-free market, that are anti-individual liberty, that are anti-freedom, anti-constitution, anti-Second Amendment, anti-free speech, These philosophies lead to the destruction of human societies. There is no other outcome that you can achieve. Even when you take a country like Venezuela that had unlimited wealth under the ground, it's like pots of gold under the ground. All they had to do was drill into the earth and get the oil and sell the oil, and they could practically build a utopia. And yet, because communism is so bad, radical left-wing socialism slash communism, it's such a horrible philosophy, they managed to destroy that nation to the point where people who have PhDs and master's degrees and advanced university education are dumpster diving for food. And those are the ones who haven't yet fled Venezuela to other countries. Communism or communist ideologies have destroyed a nation that was one of the leading rising examples of first world abundance and first world education and civil society. Venezuela was on the rise toward that goal, and now they have been utterly destroyed. The economy destroyed, liberties destroyed, gun rights destroyed. And that was one of the first mistakes they made, by the way, was giving up their guns. And this is why, and I'm going to talk about Virginia today here, this is why the people of Virginia, God bless you, you're doing exactly the right thing. Do not give up your guns ever under any circumstances. Any order to confiscate your guns is an illegal order. Any conspiracy to take away your guns and to steal them, frankly, is a conspiracy to commit felony crimes of mass theft. And the fact that the government itself is committing those conspiracy crimes and felony theft crimes, that doesn't nullify the crimes. They are still the criminals. Governor Northam is a criminal, and we'll get to that more in the next segment, but we still have a few minutes left here. Let me read you some more of what this insane Bernie Sanders supporter, well, I don't know if you can call him insane. There's a lot of people like this. He talks about how they work with Antifa and how they work with DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, and they work for Bernie Sanders. This individual who I've been quoting is on the Bernie Sanders campaign payroll. And you gotta thank Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, truly one of the most amazing journalists of our time. In fact, in my mind right now, James O'Keefe and Owen Schroyer and many other people on the InfoWars crew, like Caitlin Bennett and so on, these are the real journalists of our time. They deserve national recognition for their efforts. It's amazing what they are doing. I mean, the courage of Owen Schroyer and what he's been doing. It is, sometimes it's the highlight of my day watching Owen, what he's doing out there in the field. And I know Alex feels the same way. He's got to be proud of InfoWars.com. And the InfoWars reporters, what they are doing, this is real journalism. This puts the Washington Post to shame. This makes a joke of the New York Times. The real journalism is happening in operations like Project Veritas and InfoWars.com and a few other independent media outlets. It's amazing. And that's why your support is absolutely important. And I think Alex mentioned earlier, I was watching the show today, he's got the new fish oils back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. There is nothing better for your cardiovascular health than taking healthy, clean, lab-tested fish oils. And that's what they've got. They've got mercury-free fish oils. They've got the cleanest source that you can get out there. And I know it's hard to get clean sources on fish oils. So support your health and support InfoWarsStore.com so that we can keep doing our job for America and for you to bring you this information. Without your support, we can't exist. And now, you know what we're up against. You listen to the words of these people like Kyle Jurek here from the Project Veritas video, and I've said this before, and now people are waking up and realizing it. They want to kill you. They are planning to kill you. They want Bernie Sanders to win the White House, and then they are going to launch a massive killing, mass executions of all Trump supporters if they can get away with it. Now, I think they will fail. I think they will fail for, I don't know, 556 reasons, 5.56, or maybe 308 reasons, or maybe 338 reasons, 338 Lapua Magnum. They're going to fail because Americans will fight back, but much more straight ahead here on the InfoWars show. I'll be back.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking next to the products in Infowars Life. I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at Infowars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the right products.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
We're going to cover Virginia in this segment. And, excuse me, as you're aware, Virginia is looking like the epicenter of the next civil war in America. The most likely scenario, and Alex earlier today was spot on with his analysis of the scenario, they're going to stage a false flag attack on Virginia law enforcement personnel, or an attempted attack on perhaps the governor or lawmakers in Virginia. They're going to blame it on gun owners so that they can designate gun owners to be terrorists. When that happens, then the governor is going to expand the emergency order that he already gave, which prohibits firearms on the Capitol grounds, the state capitol there in Richmond. He's going to expand that to the entire state, and he's going to run the roadblocks, the road checkpoints that we reported on weeks ago. It was only us in the independent media. We had sources that leaked to us that this plan was being discussed by Governor Northam in Virginia, who is a criminal traitor to America, a baby killer, and a racist. By the way, if you want to know who that guy really is, he's a horrible human being, and I'm not even sure about that he's all human. He is a horrible entity. We'll say it that way. He kind of looks almost human, but maybe a little more human than Hillary Clinton at the moment. But I don't think he's all human. In other words, he's an evil demonic entity, or at least that's the kind of influence that he's got, or he's lost his mind, something like that. He's like a psychopath who managed to get into the office of the governorship. And as part of his psychopathy, he has been planning and conspiring to pull off this massive false flag against gun owners in Virginia. So the way this is going to shape up, possibly on January 20th, which is called Lobby Day, they're going to be, according to a caller earlier, going to be over 100 buses of gun supporters coming in to peacefully and lawfully protest against the gun confiscation orders or gun confiscation laws that are trying to be put forth by the Democrat lawmakers in that state. That is a ripe opportunity, and Alex himself understands this and has explained it. It's a ripe opportunity for the radical left to stage violence. And what they're doing specifically is they're putting state troopers and law enforcement officers out there on the front lines to act as bait. And they know that if they can kill, and again, this is their plan, not the gun owners, this is the radical left and their operatives and their covert black ops people. If they know, if they can kill some state troopers and kill some police officers or kill anyone in law enforcement who is pro-Northam, you know, pro-Democrat, then the media, it'll be nationwide news, and they'll say all gun owners are terrorists. End of story. Now, remember that when a radical Muslim hijacks a van or steals a van and runs over people, it's never the fault of all Muslims, of course. In fact, we're reminded by the news that you can't condemn all Muslims. In fact, it wasn't even a Muslim. The van did it. It was the van that ran over people. And you'll see headlines in the media, oh, van attacks pedestrians, or van runs over people. Like there was no driver. There's a magical spirit van or something that has its own mind, like a Stephen King novel or something. This van started up and just ran over people. You're never allowed to blame Muslims, but if they can convince you that one gun owner or one Trump supporter or one InfoWars fan with a bumper sticker opened fire in some way, even in self-defense, then they can paint all gun owners as terrorists, and that is exactly what they are going to do. This is their plan. Even if they have to stage it, fake it, doesn't matter. They've done that before. They're going to do it again. The idea is to cause escalation. And so for this reason alone, I need to urge everybody watching here, yes, it's your right to keep and bear arms. It's a Second Amendment right. At the same time, we all need to be on the watch here very carefully. Watch out for provocations that try to sweep you into being caught on camera. They will stage CNN cameras all around this false flag event, and then they will initiate something to try to get gun owners to pull out their guns and shoot back in self-defense, and then CNN will edit the video to make it look like you were the aggressor. If you pull a gun and you fire a gun, especially if it's an AR-15, if it's a rifle, oh, especially a homemade rifle or a 3D-printed rifle, have no illusions. CNN is going to catch you on camera. They're going to edit it. They're going to lie. They're going to distort the whole story. And for all we know, they may throw a bunch of dead bodies and dump them out of the back of a van that they have staged to make it look like more people died than actually did. This is the kind of thing they do from time to time. They will stage everything. They'll stage the whole scene. They'll edit it. They will lie. They are deceivers. As Alex says, they're at war with America. There's nothing they won't do. There is no rule of journalism that they follow anymore. They don't have any standards. They don't have any ethics. They don't have any morals. If they have to go out, literally, if they have to go out and themselves murder 30 children in an elementary school and put them in a van and dump them on the scene so they can have a picture of a Second Amendment supporter opening fire, and then they can piece all that together and say, oh, my God, these gun nuts, they killed a bunch of kids, they will do that. I have no illusions. They will do that. They've done it. This is not the first time that false flags have been used in war throughout world history, just so you know. So you need to be vigilant here. You need to practice discipline. I've said this before about the coming civil war. Whoever opens fire first loses. Whoever shoots first loses. Hope you understand that. Hold your fire until the last possible moment. But if they're coming for you, if they, the enemies of America, the traitors, if they are committing acts of violence against you or attempting to, at some point, I understand we have no choice but to act in self-defense. But make sure that is the very last option, because they are setting you up. Mark my words, this is coming. A major false flag event is coming. Now, roadblocks, roadside checkpoints. This is, again, a bait operation. They're putting state troopers out there, law enforcement out there, hoping that they get shot. And they're going to have, you know, special cameras added to the police vehicles, probably, to make sure that they can for sure capture somebody, you know, shooting a police officer. That's the goal. So if you are a state trooper or you're a police officer in Virginia, understand you are being put out there as a sacrificial lamb of sorts. You are being thrust out there with the hopes, the Democrats hope that you are shot and killed, because they want the narrative that follows. And that's why we all have to be extremely vigilant right now about all of this. Bottom line, here's the good news. The Democrats cannot win unless you choose to surrender. They cannot win if you refuse to turn over your guns. If you continue to gather peacefully and lawfully and make your voice heard and make your numbers visible, and you abide by the law, and you demand the rule of law, and yet you are willing to hold on to your guns at any cost, ultimately probably even willing to put your life on the line to defend your Second Amendment rights, then they, the Democrats, cannot win. They cannot defeat that. They can only win if they can convince you to surrender your guns. And that, my friends, that's the whole point of the Second Amendment false flag operation. They want a false flag so they can convince the gun owners of Virginia that, oh, I must be a bad person if I own a gun. I'm going to turn them in, just like they convinced a lot of people in New Zealand or Australia many years ago. They have to convince you to surrender your guns. That's the only way they can win. Once they do that, then they know they can carry out the mass killings that are being described by this person caught on video by Project Veritas. Mass murder is the goal. It's just like the Third Reich. It's just like Nazi Germany. First, they convince the Jews to give up their guns. And then they can carry out the mass roundups. And here, get on the railroad cars. We have a food camp for you. You're going to be taken care of. Don't worry. You're going to have showers. Everything's good. And you get on the railroad car because you gave up your guns because you wanted to be a good citizen. And guess what? They drop you off in a giant oven or a giant Zyklon B shower chamber. Guess what? It's not clean water. It's toxic, deadly gas created by a pharmaceutical company, by the way, IG Farben. So there you go. Don't be fooled. Never give up your guns, not under any circumstances. Anyone who demands that you give up your guns is a criminal traitor to this nation and should be, in my opinion, arrested, prosecuted, and tried under the rule of law. Not just by vigilante citizens, but under the rule of law. They should be prosecuted and tried for crimes against America. You can achieve victory if you refuse to surrender. Much more straight ahead. We'll be back here on Wars.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, final segment on today's broadcast here, followed by War Room coming up next. Look, there's a great new video that we just posted this morning onto band.video. It's called The Era of Treason. It's only 5 minutes long, but it's really good. Check it out on band.video. We post a video there every single day. We parallel post, of course, on Brighttown.com. And also got good news for those of you who are looking to do live streaming. Our R&D team on Brighttown, I worked with this morning, they tell me we're about 6 weeks away from being able to launch live streaming capabilities on Brighttown.com. So imagine uncensored live streaming capability. That's coming soon to that independent video platform that we built. The number one user is InfoWars and Alex Jones, but we have a lot of other users coming on there. I do know that some prominent nonprofit groups are also going to be using that live streaming functionality. Also, I haven't yet been able to verify this, but I've heard a rumor, I'm not going to name the name, but I've heard that some other independent video platforms out there are now starting to ban vaccine videos. I'm not sure that's true. We're trying to check it out. But I just want you to know that vaccine truth videos are always welcomed on Brighttown.com. And I know also band.video covers that as well at Infowars.com. They cover that, you know, especially over the last few days. You've seen all these videos come out. World Health Organization scientists caught lying. It's incredible. Like this one MD, the chief scientist of the WHO, I can't even pronounce her last name. She's an Indian woman. Her name's too complicated to remember. I'm sorry. But she had put out a propaganda video with the WHO at the end of November last year. And in the propaganda video, she says, oh, vaccines are risk-free. We can treat disease without risk. The safety systems are awesome. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but this is what she says, basically, that everything's great. Vaccines are the best thing in the world for solving disease. And then you cut to the actual leaked video from the World Health Organization. And I think Dell Bigtree's organization, Highwire, helped get this video. At least that's my understanding. But the video leaked. InfoWars covered it a couple days ago. We've covered it in Natural News as well. In this leaked video, she says, oh, my God, the safety systems don't work. Long-term, like, adverse effects for vaccines. We're not communicating clearly. We don't have a safety net. And that's only 5 days later. So this woman, she blatantly lies. She lies about vaccine safety. And she is just like all these other experts at the WHO, the United Nations, and so on, the CDC, the FDA. Not only are they lying to you, but, I mean, they deliberately are lying. They know that they are lying to you. They conspire in their own minds to misinform the public about vaccines. And it's only the independent media that is covering this, like InfoWars or Natural News or what have you. And I have a question, by the way. Will the tech giants now unban all our channels now that we have been proven correct by the testimony of World Health Organization scientists, right? Since we were banned for questioning the safety of vaccines, well, now, gosh, these WHO scientists are admitting that vaccines aren't safe. They don't have safety tracking systems. One scientist was on there saying, we don't even have barcodes on the vaccines. We can't even track if there's one bad lot. We can't even track who that went to. We have no clue. They're admitting all this. So can we have our channels turned back on now? I'm wondering, since we were proven right. Is there an apology to Alex Jones, who has been right about vaccines for years? Apology to myself or Dell Bigtree or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or any of the other activists, and not just activists, but journalists and investigators and analysts out there who have been right about this issue time and time again. Where's the apology? Oh, it's nowhere to be seen or heard from, and the mainstream media isn't covering these lies by the WHO scientists. Imagine that. So there's still a blackout on this news. Wow, who could have ever imagined that would happen? Oh, no, what a coincidence. They just happened to blackout when the scientists get caught lying about vaccines. All right, let's move on to preparedness here for a second. There is some crazy stuff coming to America. You're probably already aware of that. I'm getting some other pieces of information, not yet confirmed, that I can't talk about, of crazy stuff maybe happening in the Midwest soon. We have volcanoes exploding in the Philippines, as you know. We have the whole ring of fire, the San Andreas Fault. We've got ground-penetrating radar planes flying over, like patterns over parts of eastern or southeastern California, for example. A lot of crazy things happening, not just the Senate trial for Trump's, you know, impeachment vindication, not just the Civil War situation in Virginia, not just the fact that reportedly the vast majority of the government, like the top government lawmakers in Russia, just resigned under Putin. I'm not even fully aware of all the details of that yet. But look, things are happening that are pointing to a massively chaotic. This is going to be the year that you will wish you had your prepper supplies together. And I was recently talking to a person I know in the Philippines who lives just 30 miles from this volcano. And I said, well, you know, the volcano's going off and there's a big alert now that it's going to blow. It's going to be some severe situation. Lava flows into the city, you know, into Manila, possibly as part of the warning. I said, well, good thing you have a water filter there, right? Because you know, contaminated water is the biggest problem when infrastructure fails and you have dirty water and people get sick and then they have diarrhea and they die because there are no medical services. And it says, oh, well, I actually don't have a water filter. Are you kidding me? You live near a volcano in Manila, in a country that is known for losing the power grid, by the way, in a country that the roads are so jammed you can't even move out of the city on a good day in less than 3 hours. Imagine an evacuation order in Manila. You're going to go nowhere. There's no such thing as evacuating Manila. But the same thing, or much the same thing, is true in major U.S. cities like Los Angeles. How can you evacuate L.A.? How do you evacuate even Chicago or Houston or Miami? Because you can't go east from Miami, you know, and in L.A. you can't go west. You got ocean to the west and desert to the east. Where do you go? People are not prepared, even when they live in danger zones. And it's mind-blowing to me that Here you are, you're on a planet that is always shifting and moving. You're in a geopolitical situation that is changing every single day. The risk of World War III is very real. The risk of civil war domestically is very real. The risk of North Korea launching a nuke or an EMP weapon is very real. NASA says the risk of a solar flare happening is about 12% every decade. That's a very real risk. And that would shut down a lot of electronics and crater the power grid. You got these radical left-wing socialists that want to engage in a mass-killing revolution to overthrow the whole country. How could you not own, you know, a water filter, an emergency backup radio, emergency first aid, iodine supplies, an AR-15, a pistol, you know, 5,000 rounds of ammo, and just on and on and on. How could you not own these things, given that you are living on a planet that is about to suffer mass chaos? And I know that most of you watching or listening, well, you have these supplies, because you've been prepared for a long time. But you are living in a society where most other people do not have these supplies. They don't have food. They don't have, you know, dental floss, which can be used for a lot of things, or duct tape, or aluminum foil, or just Vaseline, by the way. You can put it in a cotton balls, and it's used as fire starters to start fires when the wood is wet.
Jump in here for a moment. Yeah. I've been watching you the last 40 minutes or so, and you're just completely dead on. Just in closing, You're pointing out that humans have become domesticated. During the Great Depression, 90% of us were rural. About half of them are completely self-sufficient. Now we're 90% urban, and only about half of the 10% that are rural are totally self-sufficient. So we have a collapse that happens every 50 to 100 years. It will be next level, and that's why Trump and others are trying to stabilize things, while the globalists are trying to destabilize things, and why this is such a serious time. Earlier today, I had multiple current members of the Virginia State Police, a sergeant that had just retired in the Virginia National Guard, who had his former folks calling him saying, yeah, they gave us the gun confiscation questionnaire. And then others called and confirmed that. And then it was in the news that they asked him, and they said they wouldn't be part of it 3 weeks ago. So everything that your sources told you a month ago has now been confirmed, Mike. And so we're going to have those clips out on InfoWars.com as well. But this is just massive that the Democrats are trying to do a gun confiscation and the military saying no. That was in the news. But now we're getting from on the ground what happened, where the military said unanimously in the National Guard, we're not going to follow those orders. We're going to stay in barracks. So this is huge. They're making their move on the country right now, folks.
Yep.
And Trump, you know, not having the Justice Department take these folks out when they're criminals is only encouraging their next move against all of us.
And yet we tend to live in a society where the people around us are completely unprepared, so they will panic psychologically because they didn't see what's coming the way your audience has, Alex. You know, your audience has the benefit of knowing all of this in advance.
Yes, this audience is the brain trust. Your audience is the brain trust. We're not bragging. It's a fact. We better get the word out now. They want to shut down before this big event. But thank God we're still on air. Naturalnews.com. Mike, the documentaries you're putting out, Brighteon, all of them. We're so honored to have you over at Band.Video. People should click on the Mike Adams tag and share all of those. God bless you, and thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Alex.
Folks, we're going to be in Virginia. I'm leaving Friday. We've already got crew on their way there. Owen is already about to arrive there. So please spread the word about Band.Video, Infowars.com/show, because we had to build our own infrastructure via satellite, radio, TV, with the feed, so you can get the transmission out. War Room's coming up right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.